What's up, guys? Tony Hustle here with another podcast. Today's topic, the girl is your mirror. Okay, so I could call this the Snow White effect because, as we all know, girls are really naturally good with game. And the best thing you might ask would be then to simply copy her, and that's actually a very good idea, and very few people do it well. But mirroring the girl, i.e. doing the same thing that she's doing by just simply copying her instead, is a very good idea, okay? And hence the topic today, the girl is your mirror, mirror on the wall, or the Snow White effect, as I may call it, okay? So, by the way, I just published Tony's League at tonysleague.anthonyhustle.com. Link also in the description. I have a post there of a lay report that is on the Hustler Club, which is, you know, my video product, and I really go into detail there. And it's one of the sets where actually disregarded mirroring, and it's one of the main criticisms that I give myself. And the write-up is, as I said, on tonysleague.anthonyhustle.com, and you can read everything there on how not to mirror. And of course, there is a time and place to not mirror as well, as I will explore in the next few minutes. But more importantly today, I want to talk about why mirroring is such a powerful technique, and especially if you're a beginner, if you do the mirroring part well, you can literally steal stuff off of the girls as they're, you know, dating you, basically, in set. So use them as a teacher, steal their techniques and flip it on them, okay? So obviously when you mirror, there's different angles, okay? So there's a physical angle, then there's a verbal angle, and then I think there's also a texting angle. I'll deal with all of them right now, okay? So the physical angle is, I think, kind of the easiest to understand and the easiest to maybe implement, because literally all that you need to do is you need to mirror the body language, okay? So often people cross their legs, or they rest their head on their hand, you know, building sort of a triangle between their arm and the table and their head, or they speak is already verbal, or they look at you in a specific way, okay? They have maybe patterns that they look at you, look away, look at you, look away, or they have specific gestures that they use. You know, some people use their arms on hands a lot to speak, maybe more the, you know, Latino part of the population of the world, and all of these things you can basically just look at and copy, okay? Obviously, you don't want to copy them in sort of like a robotic way. You want to make it natural, but you can get natural at copying people. And what it does is, for one reason or another, yeah, it creates rapport, it creates commonality, it creates familiarity, and it creates sort of a connection, for the lack of a better word. And all of this is obviously the basis for, you know, sex, basically, because at the end of the day, sex is kind of like a dance mirroring exercise. And if you have a vastly different body language to the person that you're, you know, interacting with, it just feels slightly disconnected. So instead of, okay, all this crap like shoulders back, don't bend over, or, you know, you will look beater, forget about all of that bullshit. Like, really look into what people like, you know, Chris Voss or FBI specialists, you know, body language experts recommend, and they all recommend that you assume the body language of your, you know, of your counterparty, so to speak, okay? And by the way, this is also the, you know, it's kind of a core tenet of my book, The Yellow Swan, where I, you know, have a section on mirror, mirror on the wall, who's the baddest motherfucker off of them all. And also I use, and this is more in the verbal section, I use, or I describe this technique called emphasize, relate, educate. I'll go into that. But in that book, and that's based on hostage negotiation on the highest level, okay, I talk a lot about mirroring, because mirroring is really what, you know, opens basically the gate to, you know, to access people's thoughts. And, you know, if you can get into people's head and you feel sort of like, you know, you can connect, you feel that connection, that's when you can lead and you can take over. So mirroring in that sense is not only easier for the beginner, but it's also a very Trojan style approach, where you are simply, you know, become that chameleon and you adopt their, you know, behavior, and in that way you create the commonality. Okay, so focus on the physical stuff, especially if you're a beginner, because once you get good at mirroring one person, you get good at mirroring every person. Okay, and once you have that skill, you can kind of just relax, because you can just simply do that all the time. And that's why I think it's underrated and it's underused, especially for the beginners that worry so much about their body language. If you don't know what to do, just mirror, okay? So that's for the physical part. The verbal part, I think, is a little bit more complicated, because verbals, you know, are intricate. They're more prefrontal cortex stuff, where you really need to use, you know, your brain to get the message across literally, and to mirror that is not that easy. But you can obviously focus on things like keywords, yeah, that the person is using. She might be using the word like feel good a lot, or like happy or sunshine. And when you listen to the, you know, the underlying means and analysis of those words, you can all the way trace back to basically her, you know, her core values. Maybe she's looking for freedom or experiences, and you can listen to the keywords, and you can, you know, or safety, security, or, you know, kids, whatever. You can listen to the keywords, and you can build with the 4 or 5 keywords, you can very easily build sort of a profile, and you can feed them back. And that's the mirroring part. You can feed them back. If you keep saying, oh, I went to this festival and it felt so good, I was so free, and the people were so nice, and I could do all these new things, then you can, you know, basically emphasize, relate, and educate, which is the technique I describe in The Yellow Swan. And for the guys on the Hustler Club, by the way, I will go into that technique at the end of the video. I won't make it part of the YouTube channel, but for the guys on the Hustler Club who can listen to the full podcast, I will go into that in more detail at the end of this video, okay? So, you know, just use her keywords. Assume the same tonality, okay? Like Australians, they always inflict up at the end of the word. I mean, I don't try to make you sound like an Australian, but you can use, you know, maybe the same cadence, the same rhythm and speed of speech, and that will again create commonality, okay? I would also try to you know, avoid, if you can see that a person verbally tries to avoid certain topics, such as, you know, I don't know, they might have something related to, you know, some, let's say dogs, because she got bit by a dog when she was young, and maybe you don't want to base the conversations around, you know, the dogs, because obviously it constantly anchors her back to that bad memory. Just skip these topics and just keep, you know, God gave you 2 ears and 1 mouth for one reason, that you listen twice as much as you speak. So when you listen, and then you can really, you know, understand what that person is about, and you can hit the pressure points much more precisely, okay? And again, in that post that I wrote up on Tony's leak, I didn't do that. And for those that listened to the whole tape on the Hustler Club, you can see, okay, no, there was some, you know, I could excuse myself because I was rusty and I was maybe a little bit intoxicated, but still, like, it wasn't great game. It worked despite me not mirroring. It didn't work because I wasn't mirroring. It worked despite me not mirroring. Okay. So that's the verbal part. I could go into real depth here again in the Yellow Swan, the late night DJ voice is also something, you know. Like, okay, maybe one more thing. As you go through the date, at the beginning it's much more high AE attraction based, and it's much more a strong, you know, sort of fast speed of speech, but later you obviously want to dial it down, leave more breaks and all of that. But if the girl is good at this, then you will get the hints from her. She will change her voice as the date goes along, especially if it goes well. So, you know, just pay attention. That's my main piece of advice there. And as I said, I'll talk about emphasize, relate, educate at the end of this podcast, okay? And then texting. So texting, that's where mirroring comes in extremely handy, okay? So the length of the text messages is the number one thing you want to mirror, okay? The biggest mistake you can make, hands down, in texting is to write long messages. I don't think that's a big, you know, revelation, but it is kind of a revelation because you can simply mirror the length of the text messages. Now, one caveat there is, you know, sometimes the girls get over invested and they write these massive text messages. Don't write back a massive text message. But if it's normal text, you know, quote unquote game, then you want to, like, kind of match it. You know, be less. If in doubt, write less. But you can kind of match, okay? Maybe always write a little bit less. That's kind of my advice. But if you don't know, then, you know, just match, okay? And that's really, really important, right? And also, by the way, on texting, I try to parrot the words, okay? And I try to feedback those same keywords because she already has anchored stuff to the keywords. So maybe there's, you know, stuff like, you really took me by surprise, and then, you know, blah blah blah. Then I wanna use that word surprise a lot, okay? And by the way, I forgot one on the verbals. Let me just quickly jump back here on the verbals. One really important technique is parroting, okay? I think it's in the Yellow Swan, but it's basically just repeating back the last couple of words, la la la, and then I went to Brazil and I was living there and my parents, and now I moved to London and I'm studying. And then I just repeat that. Okay, so you were in Brazil and you moved to London, huh? And then, yeah, exactly. And then she goes on. So that makes her invest and, you know, just keep going. And that's a very important technique. Anyway, back to the texting. Yeah, as I said, like, okay, main things here is, like, use the same words and parrot in the sense that you use the, you know, use the same keywords, and that you also use the same similar length or less than her, okay? And don't feel like you need to parrot the really long messages. That's always a bad idea. But, you know, in general, the kind of, like, if she gives me one liners, I'm not gonna reply with a 5-line message. Okay, so what else is there to say? So the big thing about, it's always like this, okay? So these are the rules on mirroring, and they're so key to the beginners here. But there's something else here that's to be said, and it's always that there's, you know, the really great guys, they break the rules. And you might say, yeah, Tony, you're talking about mirroring, but then how does that work with the seduction cycle, where you're constantly, you know, spiking, you know, in and out of attraction, and you're leading, and you can't mirror and lead, right? Think about a tango. You can't kind of mirror the other person and lead at the same time, but it's very similar to a dance, right? You're kind of like leading, but you're mirroring, and but sometimes it means that you will have to, you know, break the mirroring behavior in order to be able to lead, okay? That's when you, you know, push in tango, you know, maybe to this side, and then you lead and she mirrors. But this is natural, okay? So when you lead and when you fractionate, you kind of need to not mirror, okay? So let's say you're in the pub and it's all going well and you mirrored the fuck out of it with like verbals and physical and, you know, all of that stuff, feeding back keywords and parroting and, you know, emphasize, relate, educate and what have you. But there will be a point, you know, where you have to go to V2 or like just leave the pub. So that's at that point, that's when you have to really break the mirroring behavior and you have to say, let's go do this. And you know, you're never gonna mirror that verbal part, right? Because that's your part, okay? So that's the tango part where you lead and she has to follow, okay? But then again, if she follows, it's beautiful because now she's mirroring you, okay? So she's kind of, you know, you mirror to some degree, but then you didn't miss out the key part of leading. And that's really crucial. And again, like sometimes or very often, again in that write-up on Tony's League, it happens all the time that you get frame tested. You can't mirror the frame test. You have to deal with the frame test, okay? With the various techniques that you just, you know, whatever, you know, amplify and blow her out, or you reframe the frame test. All the other kind of techniques that you can have, but at that point you can't always mirror, okay? Or if it's just that you just shut up and say nothing to the frame test, which I do in that report, you know, it doesn't really matter, but you can't mirror. You can't, you know, the only way you could mirror is if you flipped the script, okay? But again, you're not mirroring because you need to sort of, it's not a rapport technique because you need to kind of disagree and break, you know, and break the rapport in order to win the frame tests, okay? So those are the crucial points. And then for fractionation, for those of you that don't know what it is, it's basically the swapping between the different, you know, attraction or AE and CT, attraction and comfort. It's like a trance, inducing a trance-like state. Talk about something sexual, talk about something normal, talk about sexual, normal, whatever, funny, normal, and all these different, you know, what I call spikes, and they basically they bring you in and out of a state, and that's what you do when you seduction cycle, as I describe in the close. And you want to do that, and it's not a mirroring type behavior, right? Because it's kind of like the opposite of a mirroring type behavior, because you need to go in and out, and you kind of need to lead and need to kind of break rapport. And then maybe in the CT phase again, you're more, you know, in the mirroring stage, and then back into the AE phase where you're maybe, you know, attacking verbally and physically. I don't mean like attacking physically in the sense of hitting, but in the sense of like seducing. So yeah, so I think, you know, I don't want to ramble on. I think that's kind of clear. Yeah, I think that's pretty much it. I will now explain more detail what the emphasize, relate, educate technique is all about that I describe in my book, The Yellow Swan. Also, you know, please subscribe to the channel and leave a comment in the comment section. I'm really curious what you guys think is the best mirroring technique and what your experiences are. Would be interesting to see that. Also, keep in mind that the podcast is always 1 week, you know, earlier out on, you know, Apple and Google Podcasts and Spotify, and it's 1 week delayed on YouTube, as I'm, you know, interested in getting more listeners on the podcasts. And yeah, I hope this was useful, and I talk to you next time. And to the guys that are on the Hustler Club product, I'm gonna now talk about the technique of empathize, relate, educate, which is super powerful if you want to get into her brain.